Christians made a difference.
Today we're looking at the life of an Australian Christian woman who established a health association in India that has grown into India's biggest healthcare network and provides care for over 21 million people each year. It supports more than 3,500 health institutions. Her name is Mary Glowry. Mary was a gifted doctor who spent 25 years as a medical missionary with the Congregation of the Society of Jesus, Mary and Joseph, a Dutch order of religious sisters in India. Mary Glowry was born in 1887 in Birriggara, Victoria, about 135 kilometres west of Melbourne. She was the third of nine children. She was intelligent and eager to learn and did well at school. Her outstanding academic accomplishments earned her a cash scholarship to begin studying for a Bachelor of Arts at the University of Melbourne. However, after a great deal of prayer and with the encouragement of her father, Mary switched to medicine, an unusual choice for a woman in those days. And in 1910, she graduated with a Bachelor of Medicine and Bachelor of Surgery. She spent the next 2 years in Christchurch, New Zealand, as a medical resident. She was the first medical woman to be appointed as a resident in a New Zealand hospital at Christchurch. Returning to Melbourne in 1912, she built a successful private practice with rooms in Collins Street. During this time, she also worked at St. Vincent's Hospital and Melbourne's Royal Victorian Eye and Ear Hospital. Mary's call to a religious vocation came in 1915 at the age of 28. After attending Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Melbourne, she read a pamphlet about the appalling death rate amongst babies in India and the urgent need for medical missionaries there. She fell to her knees and knew that God was calling her to a life of medical mission work in India. But the world was in turmoil because of World War I, so she had to wait until the war ended before she could travel to India and begin her mission. The following year, while waiting to go, Mary was elected founding president of the Catholic Women's League of Victoria and Wagga Wagga and led this inspiring group of young Catholic women who sought to change society through prayer and action. The Catholic Women's League headquarters in Nicholson Street, Fitzroy, is named in her honour. During this time, she also studied for a higher medical degree with an emphasis on obstetrics, gynaecology, and ophthalmology, and in 1919 graduated as Doctor of Medicine. Finally, in 1920, with the war well over and shipping lanes open once more, 33-year-old Mary sailed for India, where she joined the Congregation of the Society of Jesus, Mary and Joseph, a Dutch order of nuns, in Guntur. Nuns were not allowed to practice medicine at that time, so Mary needed special permission from the Pope to continue her profession as a doctor. She was granted permission and was the first nun-doctor missionary. The remainder of her life until her death in 1957 was spent ministering to the spiritual and medical needs of the people of India, particularly the poor. Her love of India, its culture and its people led her to explore traditional Indian medicines and to use these as part of her medical arsenal. She also recognized the need to promote the Christian use of medicine. So in 1943, now in the midst of World War II, she founded the Catholic Hospital Association of India. Then, several years later, she established a Catholic medical college to train health professionals, both in medical care and in Catholic Christian teachings, including the belief that human life is very precious. Throughout her life, she was said to radiate Christ by word and example. According to those who knew her, she never attempted anything without first praying to the Holy Spirit, knowing that with the help of the Holy Spirit all things are possible. For the final 2 years of her life, she suffered excruciating physical pain, which she bore with great courage and patience. Mary died in Bangalore in 1957 at the age of 70. The process, which may eventually lead to her beatification and canonization, has been commenced in the Catholic Church. Mary Glowry was a Christian of great compassion and influence, who made a very big difference in many lives. Christians made